Hello, and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips. Google Follow Finder. Hi, everyone, and welcome to today's tip. Today, I'm going to talk about the Follow Finder. This is a feature of Google Labs that is one of Google's experiments. It uses social graph data. It's a fancy way of comparing everyone's social friends on different social networks to determine people you might like to follow. Right now, it only works with Twitter. There is not Facebook support. So I will just demonstrate how it works. It's not really smart. I mean, you could be following these people, but it doesn't take that into account. It's kind of difficult to explain. You enter your Twitter username. You don't have to log into Twitter for this to work. And then it comes up with similar people who are following similar accounts. And you may or may not be following these people. It'd be really cool if they had it in such a way that it could interface with Twitter and weed out the people you're already following. That would make sense. But apparently, they haven't got that far yet. Let me demonstrate what it does do. In order to get to it, I'm going to open up a web browser.
Mozilla alert. WebVism is now enabled. Close this message. 50.
Let's go home. To followfinder.googlelabs.com. No dashes
screen
or
reader
other
users. Click here to turn off Google Instant. Link 67%. Follow Finder by Google Mozilla Firefox. Follow Finder by Google. Follow Finder by Google. One heading and two links. Follow Finder by Google. Link graphic Google. Heading level 1. Find people to follow. Follow Finder analyzes public social graph information. Following and follower lists on Twitter to find people you might want to follow. Enter a Twitter username to find tweets. Search button. Copyright 2010 Google. Link about Google.
That's
Google.
About it.
Wrapping the top. Enter a Twitter username to find. Enter a Twitter username.
So you enter either your Twitter username or the Twitter username of someone else that you know, and it will bring up a list of people who follow similar groups of people who have similar friends. So I'm just going to bring up TA_weekly, which is the Twitter username for Tech Access Weekly.
88%. Follow Finder by Google Ta Weekly Mozilla Firefox. Follow Finder by Google Ta Weekly. Follow Finder by Google Ta Weekly. 18 links. Follow Finder by Google Ta Weekly. Link graphic Google. Follow Finder analyzes public social graph information. Following and follower lists on Twitter to find people you might want to follow. And virtual PC search blank result link Ta Weekly results for at link Ta Weekly blank table with two columns and seven rows. Tweeps you might like blank.
Tweeps you might like. I guess this is Google's way of trying to be hip. It brings up different Twitter users. But it's not smart enough to determine whether TA Weekly actually follows them or not to weed them out. So a lot of these we already follow.
Graphic A11Y. Graphic Applevis. Graphic The Hadley School.
The Hadley School.
Graphic Lindbar Gaines.
And if you're wondering how I'm going through these, they're not links, they're graphics. So if your screen reader has quick navigation by graphics, you can just press the hotkey for that, and it will move graphic to graphic. In JAWS, this is G.
Graphic RealWorks.
On a web page.
Graphic Senderix. Graphic Lulu Bear. Graphic Seredic. Graphic Ocket. Graphic Ranger Station.
And going through each one, Ranger Station, let's see what it has about him.
Lang, at Link Ranger Station.
Has his Twitter username.
Lang, Link Ranger 1138.
You can go see him on Twitter. You can view his profile.
Austin, Texas. Lang, RT at.
And then where he's from. And then it gives his latest tweet.
Link at vulnerability. 5 ways retailers are winning big with Facebook commerce. Link http://bit.ly/dikpkw. 2 hours ago. Lang.
And when it was posted.
Lang. Link next.
And next. It gives 10 results per page. I'm not exactly sure how many results it goes up to. I haven't taken it to its limits. And it doesn't tell you you are on results 1 to 10 of 40 or whatever. So, like I said, this is really in the experimental stages and it needs a lot of work, like becoming more intelligent. If it was smart enough to determine that we followed people, we would have probably eliminated about 6 users off of that list we just went through. So it is handy, though. It does provide the occasional person you don't follow. And in case you want to know a little more about them, it provides a link that goes directly to their profile. And it provides their latest tweet to you so you can determine whether it's even interesting or not. So that is Google Follow Finder. Again, it is followfinder.googlelabs.com. Using it is simple as that. For once, it's accessible, although minimal. Thank you very much for listening, and I will see you next time. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.